Democrats want universal background checks. They want to ban assault-style weapons. They want a law allowing judges to confiscate weapons from people who raise red flags. And they were hopeful that the latest mass shooting in Virginia Beach would finally provide an opportunity to at least get an up or down vote on all that stuff in a special session of the General Assembly. But Republicans responded to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's call for a special session by calling it performance art. Here's Senate Republican leader Tommy Norman.
I would suggest to you that what we have is political theater going on, and there are a number of scenes and a number of actors that will play out.
Scene one happened in Richmond this week when lawmakers brought out the ceremonial mace and called the General Assembly into session. Then the Republican leadership sent all bills to the Crime Commission and went home. Democratic House Caucus Chairwoman Charnel Herring says that was a missed opportunity.
What they did is unfair to every Virginian, and especially our children, who have to do drills about how to keep safe. Every child. We did them a disservice today.
Scene two will happen in August, when the Crime Commission will meet and consider all those gun control measures the governor suggested. Republican Senator Mark Obenchain of Rockingham County says that's a far better approach than trying to legislate while on the campaign trail. Now, keep in mind, all these lawmakers have to be reelected in 4 months.
We need to take a little bit deeper look at these issues and actually do something rather than stage manage a vote in which, you know, we're just trying to embarrass each other.
But do lawmakers really need to do a deep dive on bills that have already been considered and dispatched a dozen times? Democrats were skeptical. Democratic delegate Chris Hurst of Blacksburg says having the Crime Commission delay consideration of gun control measures is kicking the can down the road. He says lawmakers can take action now to save lives this year.
If you wanted to save 200, 250, 300 lives from gun suicide every year in Virginia, which is what we forecast we could do with an extreme risk protective order, there's your data, there's your evidence right there. Why not pass the law and save those lives tomorrow?
Scene three will happen after the election. Lame duck sessions happen all the time in Washington, but they're very rare, if not unprecedented, here in Richmond. Nobody here has any living memory of a General Assembly session that happened after an election but before the new members are sworn in. And yet that's exactly what Republicans are planning for November the 18th. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.